In Congress, the spotlight was on the Republican tax proposal unveiled today in the House. The Senate version isn't out yet, but the bill is expected to include drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. 11 Alaskans testified before the Senate Energy Committee today for drilling and against. While senators said they wanted to hear from the people of the Arctic, Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin says many seemed to listen selectively.
Sam Alexander from Fort Yukon in Fairbanks cuts a striking figure in a congressional hearing, and not just because of his moose hide vest.
Like many Gwich'in, I served in the U.S. military. As a Green Beret, I deployed to Iraq to free the oppressed. Little did I realize I'd come home to find my own people's freedom under attack.
Alexander says drilling in the refuge would threaten the porcupine caribou herd, the animals his people depend on. He spoke like someone from very, very far beyond the Beltway.
When somebody's looking unhealthy, we say, Nana Katwitsa Hindi, go to your land. We say that because we know that the land will heal you. The land is essential to our way of life. It provides us sustenance, and we view it as sacred. The caribou come from a place we call Ijikwatsan Kwantai Kotlit, the sacred place where life begins.
And that caribou birthplace, it's none other than the coastal plain of the refuge, the so-called 1002 area, the swath within Anwar that Congress may open up to oil drilling. Senator Martin Heinrich, a Democrat and elk hunter from New Mexico, was enthralled by Alexander.
In listening to everyone here today, what really struck me was the way you talked about this place.
Heinrich was turned off by others who called the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge by its acronym.
Anwar, to me, sounds like a Middle Eastern country covered in sand where we should just develop lots of oil and gas. They don't talk about a refuge. And you said, this is the sacred place where life begins. Can you talk a little bit more about how your people talk about this place?
Alexander obliged. Next to Alexander at the witness table was Matthew Rexford, a leader from Kaktovik. That village is actually on the coastal plain within the 1002 area. Rexford says oil means jobs and a better standard of living for his people. He says his community also depends on subsistence hunting and the richness of the refuge.
Another of those natural resources is oil and gas, and lots of it. We rely on the bounty of the land and find sustenance within Anwar.
Senator Heinrich did not ask him to elaborate. And so it went. Witnesses discussed caribou populations and whether modern drilling techniques would or wouldn't harm them. Then senators, for the most part, asked friendly questions of whichever Alaskan represented the view they held on drilling when they walked into the hearing room. Senator Maria Cantwell of Washington State is the top Democrat on the Energy Committee. She complained about the makeup of the witness list. She said she wanted to hear more from Indian country, not just from leaders of the for-profit Native corporations.
Individual tribal members, as we have seen throughout Alaska and throughout the United States of America, don't support this kind of development because they believe in the wildlife nature that God has given us and that we are stewards of Mother Earth. So I thank them for that. I thank them for their strong spiritual beliefs. Haishka, thank you.
That ignited a slow burn in Richard Glenn, one of the pro-drilling witnesses. He's a vice president of Arctic Slope Regional Corporation and a geologist. But Glenn is also a tribal member, and he said it seemed like Cantwell only wanted to listen to certain Native perspectives.
That's looking for your own opinion and trying to find people to match it.
Glenn says he could have spoken his mother tongue at the hearing, but considered it disrespectful in that context.
We speak our language to each other. It's beautiful language. It's appropriate. It's sometimes a lot more efficient than the English language. And to come here and just spout a few lines in front of them to somehow enhance my own legitimacy seemed like an unfair use of our gift.
The Energy Committee is supposed to vote on an ANWR bill by mid-November. Senator Lisa Murkowski, chair of the Energy Committee, says she has no doubt the legislation can raise $1 billion for the federal treasury over the next decade, as required by the budget Congress passed last month. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.